Ever since Philadelphia officials announced support for opening a supervised injection facility, public debate heated up. But if you attend any one of the many community meetings on providing a space where drug users can inject with medical supervision, there's one guy you're likely to encounter, Evan Figuera Vargas. He grew up in North Philadelphia, and when he first heard about a safe injection site, he thought it was a crazy idea. Now, he's turned into an all-out proponent and trying to win over others. WHYY's Alana Gordon reports that some of his toughest conversations are at home.
Supervised safe injection facilities are a heated topic in the Figuera Vargas Latour household.
It gets kind of hot.
That's Darlene Latour.
I'm like, really? We're going to enable people to get high?
On the other end is her husband, Evan.
Every life is valuable. The first step to recovery is staying alive. I know that it's going to save lives.
Opposing views aside, the two have been married for 5 years. They have a toddler, EJ, who you might hear tearing things up in the background. And they're expecting twins. Evan and Darlene have both spent most of their lives in North Philadelphia. They now live in the Northeast. And they both have firsthand experiences with addiction. For Darlene and her side of the family, it's about tough love.
We're like non-nonsense people. Like my one brother, he used to do crack cocaine. One day he woke up and was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And been clean for 35 years, you know? Like I feel like if you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it anymore.
For Evan, the death of his older brother from an overdose in 2002, he says from a mix of cocaine and heroin, weighs heavy on him.
I definitely looked up to my brother, and it was painful. You know, the way that society and government has responded to the opiate epidemic as opposed to the crack epidemic is completely different. So I remember, you know, my neighbors and even treatment providers and criminal justice officials calling my brother crackhead, pipero in Spanish. Like, it was just horrible.
Evan has also been in recovery for several years himself.
I was using pills and narcotics for at least 6 years. And you know what? Looking back, it feels like it was 6 months. All kind of negative things are happening.
It's amazing to see the person that he is today. Because, oh my God, he was so crazy back in the day.
I want to have a positive impact on Philadelphians. I want my life to be meaningful. I want to help people.
Evan's working on a master's in social work. He manages homeless services at the nonprofit Mental Health Partnerships, so he's often engaging and advocating for people who are actively using drugs. Last year, the city invited him to be part of its opioid task force. As for Darlene, she has a master's in forensic psychology and works at her father's auto shop in North Philly.
It's hard to because his body shop has broken into a whole bunch of times because people are looking for something that they can sell for their next high. It's always been like at first, it's like always arrest them, they're a danger.
Evan doesn't see safe injection sites, or what the city is calling comprehensive user engagement sites, or CUES, as a silver bullet. But as he researched how they've worked in other countries, and as overdose deaths continue here, he thinks it's a vital approach. He's been trying to get others to see it that way too. Darlene has not been spared.
Oh my God, he just emailed me yesterday. This whole proposal, when I call him in the morning, is about cues, and then nighttime is about cues, and then when we get home, he's like, did you read what I sent you?
Sometimes it's like 2, 3 in the morning, and I say, Darlene, like, I can't sleep. Can we talk about this? I mean, that's how serious I take, you know, saving somebody's life.
He wakes up and like, goes to the bathroom, and I just do, like, the slightest movement. He's like, so, yeah, you know, I was thinking about this and that. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep right now.
Darlene gets passionate, too.
I understand about saving the life. I just don't understand how it was going to work, how he was going to prevent all these deaths when people are trying to get high in that instant moment.
No, I totally agree. And I'm hopeful. Honestly, my hope for the safe injection site is that people don't just come there to get high, right? I'm hopeful that people also come there to access some supportive services around treatment support, around housing support, some sort of legal services. And
definitely so is Evan's relentless campaigning working to change Darlene's mind?
He makes some valid points.
She says she has gone from 100% opposed to being on the fence.
Because I live around here. I don't want to see people getting high all the time. So if I'm walking my son to school, will there be a safe injection site? How do I explain that to him? Like, oh, that's where people get high at and it's okay because, you know, there's a doctor in there. How is this going to really affect our community?
She has a lot of valid points, and I think about this a lot, right?
Do you feel like you'll have, like, figured out the winning argument if you can, like, fully win over Darlene?
Absolutely not, because there's many people that do not agree with me. There's many people around me.
Evan says that includes his own parents. But he doesn't plan to let up anytime soon. With them, with Darlene, with anyone else. He wants everyone in on this tough conversation. Alana Gordon, WHYY News.